Market Watch that this is an artificial way that the government tries to conjure up demand. Philosophy puts the 49-year-old senator on a collision course with Democrats, including, of course, President Barack Obama, who suggests that they should be more infrastructure investment. He's believing there should be more infrastructure investment. And Democrats are, of course, also angling for certain tax cuts, like an extended payroll tax holiday.
Well, I wouldn't mind
that. Who gets that? Who's going to get that?
I don't know, but how could...
The bipartisan...
How can they be talking about increasing taxes just a month ago, and now they want to cut payroll taxes? I mean, there's some kind of a disconnect in Washington.
Well, you can't cut without increasing, right?
I don't know. Make up your mind.
That's their philosophy, you know? The bipartisan panel set up for the deal, they're trying to raise the U.S. They were trying to raise the U.S. Debt limit and charged with upcoming of $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. That's what they wanted to do by November 23rd. Now, Toomey called the Tea Party movement very, very constructive in U.S. politics and says that his goal for the committee was a significant deficit reduction and pro-growth policy. I think pro-growth means more taxes, right?
Sounds like political nonsense, doesn't it?
I mean, I know he's a Republican,
and I'm supposed to defend him, but that just sounds like...
Well, Toomey said his priorities are to accomplish the most significant deficit reduction that we can, provided we do it in a fashion that is pro-growth. You know, it's jargon. It's mambo
jumbo.
Like,
I'm in favor of mom and apple pie. I mean,
Right. Wow.
Way to stake out a position, Senator.
So I don't know. I don't know what they accomplished. I don't know when they will accomplish anything. I don't know if they will accomplish anything.
Think about that cut in payroll taxes. What would that mean? You know, because Social Security is still a pay-as-you-go. They keep an account on you, and the more you pay in, the more you get at the other end.
Oh, they want you to think that. Sure.
I mean, that's, and bookkeeping-wise, that's the way it still is. So,
actually,
I mean, if they cut them, does that mean we're not building up our account anymore?
Well, what's that have to do with payroll tax, though? I mean, they're not going to change
the tax on
Social Security.
Yeah,
right?
That's what they mean by payroll tax.
Oh, well, then it'll be less, which they're talking about the younger generation having less anyway.
Yeah.
Because they want to be entrepreneurial. They don't want to be dependent on the government. So I don't really think it's going to hurt the people under 55 because they got more of a grip of how to make money. Look at us old farts. We don't know what in the heck's going to happen.
I went down
to find out how much my Social Security would be, and it was like, what? I can't even make my car payment. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's disgusting, isn't it?
And he said, well, work 5, 10 more years, and you'll get $300 more a month. Whoa, yeah. Mm. Let me work 10 more years for $300 a month.
And you'll be even older, so you'll have even less you need to spend money.
Well, economic-wise, it'll cost you more to live anyway. So, you know.
You get to a certain age, you know, you don't even have to eat.
I'm getting to that age pretty quick here.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Dad. I know you both still eat.
Well, no, you know, it's not supposedly going to affect those, like I said, over 55. But it's still affecting us all because way back when they started taking the payroll tax out and the Social Security and the Medicare, we thought it was a good idea. Someone's saving our money for us. But they've used our money. There's no interest. And it is not enough to live on.
I think it supposedly earns interest, but you know, it's all just a bookkeeping thing. There's no money there. There's just IOUs from the federal government.
Exactly.
And they're starting to cash them in now.
Money they have used already. I'm extremely worried.
Don't get me started on Social Security. It just irritates me.
Well, there's more to it than that. It's going to get even more irritating. And then the Medicare, they're going to be making the cuts on that. And it's going to be a mess, let me tell you.
So how many people are on this commission again?
12.
12. Three from each house, from each party.
Supposedly.
And they're already making noise, which is 180 degrees away from each other. So yeah. I can't see those 12 people coming up with anything constructive.
Well, let's think positive.
Am I just a nasty pessimist?
No. No, you're not a nasty pessimist. You just see down the road. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Okay? Oh, okay, good. Sean, you're on it. I don't have any headsets on. I don't even know what's going on. We'll be back. The Laugh Lounge is up next.
I'm going to give Jay her seat back now.
We'll talk to Siddiqui Fuller and have some fun when we come back on Broadview.
'1270 The Buzz.
Yeah. You most likely knew that RenewMD is the established leader in custom skin refinement in our area, led by board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy. But did you know RenewMD leads our area in Botox treatments, and patients have given RenewMD more than a 99% rating for exceptional service? It's true. More than 99% of customers to RenewMD have given excellent rating in the services and products provided. Summer is nearing its end, and RenewMD wanted to give its best special of the season before it ends. For one day and one day only, RenewMD will offer Botox for just $9 a unit. Whether this is your first treatment ever or you've experienced the wonderful reduction in wrinkles, this is the time to call RenewMD and schedule your appointment. This coming Friday, August 26th, RenewMD will offer Botox at the incredible rate of just $9 a unit. Call RenewMD today at 852-4500 for your appointment before it fills up. RenewMD, call 852-4500.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're RenoHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh?
RenoHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, Mr. Popular. RenoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you've been injured, call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group for a free consultation. You may be entitled to lost wages, medical bills, and other compensation. Call Rich Salvatore at Hardy Law Group, 786-5800, 786-5800.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview with my co-host and actually the host earlier, JP. How'd you feel about that?
That was frightening, yeah.
Was it
frightening? I'm okay talking to somebody. I can look across the desk and talk to you.
Yeah.
But just sitting there and talking?
You had a hard time?
That's weird.
I thought you did a pretty good job.
How does Rush Limbaugh do that? Does he have a mirror of himself?
You become more opinionated as you do this.
Does he talk to himself in a mirror?
You begin to like the sound of your own voice. Yeah. That's all I can say. It does happen. Hey, you did a good job. Thank you very much for
You're
that.
Welcome.
I liked your common sense segment.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're going to do that again every week now. Now it is time for the Laugh Lounge, brought to you by Reno Tahoe Comedy, with three shows every weekend, the biggest little shows you could even imagine here in Reno now. Just love Wayne for bringing this comedy. It's at the Pioneer Underground, an intimate little theater that we love. Is that Will Durst? Is that Siddiqui? Oh.
Yeah.
It's Glenda. All right, let's get her in here before we get to all that, because my comedian's not here yet, so I'll give him a little break, time to get here. Hello, Glenda.
Well, hello there, and welcome back. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you. What, did I come in and save JP?
I think so. I think you did.
He did a wonderful job.
He certainly did.
But he did a great job.
Yes, he did.
But listen, I wanted to make a comment about this never-ending conversation of jobs and federal government. And I'm not going to talk about Obama because JP beat him up enough. But I am of the mind that anybody who wants to work, who wants a job, can find a job. I ride around in Reno all the time and see help wanted signs. All the time. I have a twin sister, and I believe she's listening, and JP can verify this. This woman quits a job every 2 months and gets another job. So there are jobs out there. I don't think it's the federal government I don't think that they should spend so much time on jobs. I do agree that the money they spend taking care of our infrastructure is very needed. I mean, since I've been here in Reno for 5 years now, I can't travel 395 or I-80 without seeing orange cones. So I know that those jobs are here. But I'm just saying, people who want to work can work.
They seem to, yeah.
You might not get the job that you've been trained to do. Thank God I've been very fortunate to have a good job that I'm almost 30 years on. But people need to stop depending on the government for so, oh, so many things.
Absolutely,
get
Glenda.
Get off your butt and get out.
Whoa.
Out there.
Woman gets listen right to it. Get up off your butt and get out there and walk the streets and find a job, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Boy, we could get a lot of phone calls with that little statement there, Glenda.
And you probably will.
Thank you very much for calling.
If you're unemployed out there, call in and give us the other side of that.
You better stop it now.
Hey, why not?
Thank you, Glenda.
I'm supposed to cause trouble, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, and you always do. You're good at it. Someone here to cause trouble. Siddiqui.
What's going on?
Siddiqui Fuller.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm,
I hear you're killing them down there at the
they
Pioneer.
They were fun. They were very fun.
That's
I like that venue. Yeah.
Isn't it cool?
Mm-hmm.
So intimate. You're right there in their face, though, aren't you? Oh, stop it.
It's just, it felt like I was doing an HBO special. That's going to air like 2 years from now. But yeah, that's what it felt like.
Well, welcome to Reno. Is this your first time here?
This is maybe my third or fourth time.
Really?
In Reno. Oh. I think I played the Hilton before and the dungeon, like at the bottom of the Hilton. There's like some little small stage. I played there.
Oh, that's not, that's the real dungeon.
It was like a
dungeon.
They
just put you there.
Yeah, it was like a dungeon. I think we had maybe enough people in there for four games of rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
That's it. But it was a good experience. I got funnier. I did the San Francisco comedy competition, and that's here in Reno. I think that's at the Sands.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a funny place, huh?
Now I'm at the Pioneer.
Yeah, now at the Pioneer Underground down there. Intimate little club. And a friend, Amy, my assistant over here, she came.